here's a story from The World.
The summer already feels historic, what with record-breaking heat waves in parts of the world, along with serious droughts. That reality has made the need for action even more urgent, including rethinking how we harness energy and water. Our next guest believes we should be looking back in time to the ancient Maya civilization that was centered in southern Mexico, Guatemala, and Belize. Lisa Lucero is a professor of anthropology at the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign. Professor Lucero, you talk about the sustainability established by the Maya as a cosmology of conservation. First of all, what do you mean by that phrase?
What I mean by the cosmology of conservation is how the Maya interacted or engaged with the rainforest, the tropical rainforest, the area in which they lived. Their worldview put them on an equal plane with other entities of the world, like plants and animals. So the Maya acknowledged the need to eat and hunt and all of this, but they did it with a different type of respect, so they didn't overuse. As far as I know, the Maya never caused the extinction of any flora or fauna. They didn't have like monocropping. They didn't rely on just one of anything. So this diversity is key to their sustainable way of life.
So how large were Mayan cities at their peak, and what years are we talking about exactly?
The peak of Maya civilization in the cities and population is in the late classic period, from about 600 to 850, 900. And the cities aren't your typical defined cities. So they had plazas and ball courts and temples and palaces and causeways and reservoirs. But the key thing is, in the seasonal tropics, you have rainy season, which is the agricultural intensive period, and the dry season, when these areas with lots of soils often don't have a lot of surface water. So the Maya built these massive reservoirs.
So practically, let's just look at how that cosmology of conservation works that you were talking about. You were just on water resources. How did the Maya approach water resources?
In diverse ways. For example, some colleagues in Belize have excavated households that have water capturing systems. You know, they actually carve little rivulets so they can actually contain water. Like everyone basically had the rain barrels, if you will. So the ancient Maya reservoirs are the largest scale water system. And the coolest thing to me, which is just absolutely fascinating, is that the reservoirs, I mean, they're standing water for 5 months of the dry season, yet they kept water clean. And because of their traditional ecological knowledge, they understood how plants work, the different kinds of animals breed. So they applied their knowledge to create wetland biospheres. So there's a mix of surface and subsurface plants and fish, all to produce clean water that's drinkable.
Are any of these practices you've described still being used today?
Yes. I've been working in central Belize in my current project since 1997. And so I've worked with many field assistants and foremen. So these foremen and field assistants are Maya. We're doing survey, which is mean we're walking through the forest, we're walking through the jungle looking for sites. And they point out all of this kind of flora and fauna that they use for construction materials, for medicinal purposes, for poison to kill fish, for example, for fruit and all kinds of things. So that's based on thousands of years of this knowledge that's passed from one generation to the next.
So as you said, Mayan cities were large, but not megalopolis large like cities today. What can modern huge cities learn from the Maya about sustainability?
Urban planners can learn a lot from the Maya in terms of having this mosaic within the cities of a mix of house gardens and forests and greenery. And that's something the Maya appreciated, which was enfolded into their cosmology. And that's something we can learn to just appreciate more about.
Lisa Lucero is an expert on Mayan civilization. She's an anthropology professor at the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign. Lisa, thank you very much.
Thank you.
From PRX.